We have a very special guest here on the phone with us this morning. She is Pramila Jayapal, and she is running for the 7th Congressional District seat here in Washington State. Welcome, Pramila. Can you hear us?
I can, and thank you so much for having me on, and good morning, Bassan.
Good morning.
Pramila, you're filling some pretty big shoes. Jim McDermott was in that seat for around 27 years. Sure. How do you plan to represent Washington with the kind of strength that he had? He was on many committees, particularly House Ways and Means and the House Budget Committee.
Yeah, Jim has been an amazing voice, I think, for this district, and I've had the honor of working very, very closely with him for a long time, actually. When I started after 9/11, One America, it was actually called Hate Free Zone at the time, to take on the Bush administration around civil liberties abuses. We successfully sued the Bush administration and won and stopped thousands of deportations across the state, and then stood up, you know, for immigration reform, for Muslims, for immigrants. Jim was right there with us from the very beginning. So I feel like I have a very special connection to him. I also, in 2003, was one of the organizers of that big anti-war march that you might remember at the Seattle Center, ended at the Seattle Center, against the war in Iraq. And Jim and I were both speakers at that march, talking about how going to war in Iraq was going to cause devastation not only for the United States, but for the world and for generations to come. And I think we're seeing that come true. So my history is as an activist and an advocate on the outside. Part of the reason we have some of the best immigration and refugee policy in the country here in the state is because of the work of One America, the organization I started and led for 12 years. I was on the forefront of pushing for a $15 minimum wage and really proud to be on that committee that passed a $15 minimum wage in Seattle, led the largest voter registration drive in the history of the state. We registered 23,000 new folks to vote. And in the state Senate, where you know, I serve in a Republican majority. It's not the easiest thing in the world. I'm the only candidate, actually, that has served in a Republican majority. I have still been able to get some amazing things done, like investing millions of dollars into pre-apprenticeship programs through my legislation that makes sure that women, low-income folks, people of color, middle-class folks who don't have access to jobs get training in transportation sector as we create jobs across across the state through our transportation package, or making sure that low-income women on Medicaid who simply didn't have access to the most effective contraceptives are now covered. That's thousands of women now that are covered. Or working with Representative Tina Orwal and together passing the first ever bill that will test our untested rape kits in Washington State, 6,000 of them, and we'll be the first state in the country to do that. So I am really excited about taking strong ideas to Congress, but also building the movement for progressive policies that we need so that our government can really represent working families, folks in the middle class, and people that are working their way into it.
Pramila, how do you plan to pull that off in what is likely to still be a Republican-dominated Congress?
Yeah, well, the more Donald Trump says, the more likely we are to have a democratically controlled.
So true.
But yeah. I think you're right. We probably it would be a tough hill to climb to win back the House. I do think we can win back the Senate, and I do think we can elect Hillary Clinton as the next president, and that is really, really important. I've been a minority my whole life, actually. I've been a minority my whole life, both as a woman of color, as an immigrant, but also in a political minority. And the important thing, I think, for us on the left, particularly, you know, for really progressive folks on the left, and this district is one of the most progressive in the country, is to remember that we don't have to agree on 10 out of 10 things to work with people on one thing. We just need to agree on one thing and do work on that issue. I also think that sometimes, people like to like to believe that we have to agree on steps 1 to 10 of how you get to an outcome. But I'm focused on the outcome, and on immigration reform as a perfect example. When I started working on the issue back in 2003, you know, not even the Democratic Party had it on its platform. Many of our Democratic electeds were not there yet on the need to bring undocumented immigrants out of the shadows. But and certainly we didn't have at that time the Chamber of Commerce, business interests, the growers in Eastern Washington were not on board. But I worked with them, and it took 5 years. I mean, it's not a quick thing. But 5 years later, we had the head of the Growers League at a rally with 10,000 people talking about the need for a path to citizenship and comprehensive immigration reform. So I do know how to do that. I've done that before. The police chief search is another example. Mayor Murray tapped me to lead that police chief search at a very difficult time. I had been one of the people that wrote to the Department of Justice asking them to come in and investigate the Seattle Police Department for biased policing. And they did. And we ended up under a consent decree. And it was a really important time to make sure we got a new chief who could start to address the culture within the police department and how we really turn that around so that our good law enforcement officers could do their work and the community could really have trust. And well, we're able to consensus on that choice and bring in Kathy O'Toole. And while I think she's still got a long way to go in terms of a lot of pieces that need to be implemented, I think she's doing a good job.
Yeah, you're right about this being a very liberal district, and I suspect it's going to be a lot harder to be working in Congress than it has been to work in the state Senate here in Washington. What do you do to keep your energy up?
Well, I try to do my little meditation every morning. It always reminds me of, you know, where I am and keep my presence. But I think the thing that keeps my energy up the most is the movement that we've built. You know, this campaign is just one example of it. We have 1,000 volunteers on this campaign. We have
wow.
knocked on 140,000 doors. We've made, you know, over 140,000 phone calls to voters. We have people who have never been involved in a political campaign before, young people, people of color, older folks, folks who have felt like democracy doesn't really matter for them because mm-hmm. their voice isn't being heard. And it gives me so much energy and so much excitement to walk in and see, you know, every day 10 new volunteers who I've never met before who are devoting huge amounts of time to this campaign and to getting me elected, because they know that the campaign isn't just about getting me elected. It's really about getting all of us elected and getting our voice into Congress. So last weekend was a great weekend. We had a whole bunch of high schoolers out from 7 different high schools, door knocking, and, you know, it was fantastic. Young women of color coming up to me and saying, "Do you think I could run for office someday?"
Oh,
and I
feel like that's got to be exciting. Yeah, that would
really
be great.
It's a fabulous thing.
Well, you're coming here to Vashon this evening, and we're so grateful that you're going to do that. You'll be here at, I believe, it's 7:30 at Open Space for Arts and Community.
I think it's 7, actually.
7. Okay, let me confirm mm-hmm. that. You know, we're a pretty white community, however, incredibly liberal. But let's get back to the transportation issue. Our big transportation issue is that our highway to the mainland, which is the only way we can get off this island, is the ferries. And the ferry system was essentially gutted years ago by Tim Iman. What, if anything, could you do to bring federal dollars to the state ferry system?
Yeah, such an important issue. And I was on the Transportation Committee in the state Senate, so really tried to put more dollars into the ferries. But at the federal level, I was just in a forum with Congressman Larson and Congresswoman Del Bene last night, and we were talking about how we really need to make sure that within the FTA funds, using Tiger grants might be an option. But we need to make sure that we are building that, because really you all are trapped. And I have a lot of friends on Vashon, and I've gotten a lot of emails, even though I don't represent
I bet you have.
State Senate. You know, I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, you know, what are we going to do about the ferry waits and the lines and the fact that we don't have enough ferries and that we simply don't have a way to get on and off the island. And so I'm really committed to making sure that we put in, and this is another thing about working in a Republican-controlled body that I found, is you can get a lot of things done by putting budget provisos in, and that is obviously, you know, really making sure legislation is not the only way to go, and making sure, particularly on transportation dollars, that our office would be working very closely with Senator Murray's office, with the rest of the delegation, to make sure that we are funding our ferries through every possible means. And I know that there was just some money allocated through Tiger grants for the port, and I don't see any reason why we can't, you know, do our advocacy to really invest in that. But the other piece to that is, I just want to say, I also think we just need to really be advocating for infrastructure in general.
Yes.
Across the country.
Yes.
This is just a huge, we have such aging infrastructure, mm-hmm. whether it's our ferries or our, you know, road highways or even our water infrastructure in the schools. You know, we wouldn't have a Flint, Michigan if we were investing in actually putting our, you know, bringing our infrastructure up to date. So that's another big piece. And I did hear Hillary Clinton talking about wanting to do a big early infrastructure bill and establish an infrastructure bank, which could help to fund some of these projects. So that's another kind of bigger picture piece, but something that I think we really need to look at.
Well, and it would create jobs as well. And we need to work on the aging electrical grid nationwide, too, because that's about to implode.
That's a huge issue, and climate change for me is a really important issue. I just released last week my climate action plan. People go online and check it out. It's www.pramilaforcongress.com/climateplan, and we encourage people to sign on to that. But basically, I'm saying, listen, we need a bold plan to get us to 100% renewable energy by 2050, 50% by 2030. And to do that, there's really three components. One is we have to put a price on carbon, but more than a price on carbon, we have to eliminate carbon emissions. Number two, we've got to make sure that we keep our fossil fuels in the ground and ban fracking and other practices that are just releasing those into the air. And number three, we've got to make sure that we're investing in those renewable energy technologies that are going to move us. I mean, I remember we were talking about ferries in the state Senate. There's some really exciting R&D going on around battery-powered ferries. Now, they're still for wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still for the smaller ferries, so they're not at the stage yet where, you know, they could really power the big passenger ferries, huge passenger ferries. But you could imagine technologies like that. And we're, you know, the Puget Sound region is at the center of a lot of that innovation and development with businesses that are putting those things together, R&D, and the amazing renewable energy sources that we have available to us, whether it's hydro or solar or wind. So that's a very exciting part for me, and I think something that, you know, when I come to Vashon, I'm just always blown away by the beauty of the place. And we just have to make sure that we preserve our planet and that we really do what it takes to build a movement to take on those fossil fuel companies that are the biggest problem in moving forward.
Well, and I think you'll find that Vashonians are pretty committed to climate change and to supporting clean energy. In fact, a number of folks here kind of look at Vashon as an incubator of ideas. Because we are isolated, we and sort of homogenous, we can practice things and try new things that could conceivably be extended to the larger world. We're talking with State Senator Pramila Jayapal. She's running to represent the 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives, and she will be here on Vashon Island tonight, 7 p.m. at Open Space for Arts and Community, hosted by Janet McAlpin, David Godsey, Emma Amiad, Eric, and Carla Prine. And it is open, is it not, Pramila?
It is absolutely open, and we'd love to have anybody there. Very proud to have so many friends on Vashon, and State Senator Sharon Nelson has also endorsed me. I know she's a proud Vashonian as well.
Well, and so has Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders endorsed you. Yeah.
And in fact, Bernie is coming out to campaign for me, and we'll have details on that very soon. But stay tuned for that. But Bernie, I've introduced Bernie a couple of times when he's been out here, and I was one of the three candidates for Congress that he endorsed back in April, actually, his first endorsement. And it's a real honor and a pleasure to have his support and to have worked with him on so many different policy platforms to really be putting forward many of the same ideas and really continuing the political revolution through this race.
We're running out of time. I have more questions, but one last question. You are running against another Democrat, Brady Walkinshaw, and you seem to be light years ahead of him. How much harder do you need to campaign? And tell us why we'll be in better hands with you than with Brady.
Well, you know, it is, we have a top two system, so unfortunately you got to run against other good people, and Brady's a good guy. But I really think that, you know, the voters are resonating with my message of really building a movement to take on the most powerful interests. And really my experience and values and judgment from so many different perspectives, as an immigrant, of course, as a mom, you know, having worked on immigrant, civil, and human rights, having worked with labor unions, I've got the endorsement of every single labor union that's endorsed in this race. I think we're up to 51. Every single women's organization that's endorsed in the race. And I really think it comes down to, we don't know what Congress will have to deal with. We didn't know that 9/11 was going to happen. We didn't know that Donald Trump was going to happen. Or maybe we could have known that, actually.
How could we imagine that?
But I think you really want somebody there who has the experience and the track record of delivering real results and building movements for change. And I think that's why in a 9-way primary, I got 42% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I doubled Brady's vote, and I am working really hard. I always run like I'm 10 points behind, and because I really believe that the people of the 7th District deserve every ounce of energy that I have, and I'm going to make sure that I do that not only in the campaign, but if I'm elected and have the honor of serving people, I'm going to make sure that we are responsive, that we are building a movement together, and that we are really bringing the best of our ideas to the United States Congress and to the rest of the country, but also bringing back home the resources and the
yes.
ways in which mm-hmm. we can really improve ourselves.
Pramila, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here on Voice of Vashon. We're at 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, with Pramila Jayapal, candidate for the 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House. You can meet her in person tonight at Open Space for Arts and Community, 7 p.m. We look forward to that, Pramila. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.